Paragraph 6 reads, "The spread of commercial coffee culture largely grew out of Seattle, which is where Starbucks originates from. Starbucks brought the coffee bar to the mainstream and represents the second wave of coffee culture in the U.S. People in Seattle drink more coffee than any other city in America. There are 35 coffee shops per 100,000 residents, and people spend around $36 monthly on coffee. While not everyone likes Starbucks, it has helped spread a more discerning coffee culture worldwide, which has ushered in a third wave of specialized, independent coffee shops."
And so a big coffee city in the U.S. is Seattle, which is famous for a lot of companies, including Starbucks. So Starbucks brought the coffee bar to the mainstream and represents the second wave of coffee culture in the U.S., the first being back in the 60s with all the folk music. People in Seattle drink more coffee than any other city in America, 35 coffee shops per 100,000 residents, and people spend $36 a month on coffee. So depending on what they get, maybe they go there once a day, maybe they go there every couple of days. So just some interesting statistics.
And so, of course, not everybody is a Starbucks fan, but it has helped to spread a more discerning coffee culture worldwide. So discerning is showing good judgment. So some people think that Starbucks isn't, you know, the best quality coffee. And so this has brought about these more specialized coffee shops. So it has ushered in, it's brought about a third wave of specialized independent coffee shops where people, you know, they can find out the history of the beans that are being roasted, all of these types of really kind of specific coffee knowledge for people who are interested in that. Or if someone is just a fan of the way coffee tastes, maybe they think these independent coffee shops will be better than going to Starbucks. So this wraps up our article. Thank you for listening, and make sure to go back and do some review.